Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 358 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for February 21st is summarize a personal conflict you currently have with someone. Describe how you would like to treat this person based on your feelings. Describe how you should treat this person based on the principles of your heart. Act on your principles today. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of living by principles. As part of the 12 Fundamentals of Success leadership system, we want to move beyond classroom management and into the realm of classroom leadership. And in order to do that, we want to move from influence to impact. Aaron Force said, quote, "To influence somebody is to get them to do something. To impact somebody is to leave an impression on them so big that they are never the same again." End quote. Of course, we want to make sure it's a positive impact on them, so we need to be aware that our words and our actions can create a negative impact as well. A positive impact is about adding value to the person being impacted and taking them closer to living as the best version of themselves. One of the tools that we can use to help us move from mere influence to impact and to make sure that it is a positive impact that adds value to the lives of others is to create a buffer of time and space. As we want to use our fundamental of success to live by the principles and values of our integrity, we need to learn to move from reacting to responding. This can be a habit that is hard to break. It's human nature, and it's supported by our society today to just react with whatever surface-level emotion we feel at the time. We receive feedback on an evaluation from an administrator that we think is unfair, and we want to react by finding all the flaws in the person making the evaluation. We get an email from a parent questioning how we do things in our classroom, and we get defensive because we think they are attacking us. A student continues to be disruptive, and we are worn out and tired, and we snap because we don't want to have to deal with it. When we create a buffer of time and space, we allow many of our surface-level emotions to wither away. It would be absurd to try to ignore our emotions or think that we can stop them from existing. Instead, we need to be intentional about living by our principles by creating a buffer. When we create that buffer, it allows us to do three things so that we can make a decision and choose to act according to our principles. Number one is we can look inside ourselves and see if there is something from our past or something currently happening in our life that is clouding our view of the situation. Number two is we can look at our awareness of what is going on in the lives of the other people involved. Is the student under stress because of something happening in their home life? Is the parent dealing with a tragedy in their family? Is the administrator under scrutiny from the school board for how they have handled a recent situation? No matter what the answers to these questions are, it doesn't excuse certain behaviors. And it also doesn't mean that we are off the hook and that we don't have to take personal responsibility to learn, grow, or change from the situation. And number three is we can seek feedback from mentors on any similar situations they have experienced. This doesn't mean we have to take their advice and do exactly as they say. But all three of these actions we can take just give us a more well-rounded view of the situation and allow us to look at things from a variety of angles. Ultimately, we want to take these three actions as we utilize our buffer of time and space to ensure that the decisions we make and the actions we take are in line with the principles and values of our integrity. And the end result we want is to not simply influence someone and get them to do what we want them to do. It is to make a positive impact on them by leaving an impression on them so big that they will never be the same. So how about you? Can you summarize a personal conflict you currently have with someone? Can you describe how you would like to treat this person based on your feelings? Can you describe how you should treat this person based on the principles of your heart? Can you act on your principles today? Our buffer of time and space will be different in different situations. It might just be taking a deep breath and waiting 10 seconds before responding to a student. Or it may be something more like 24 hours if it is some type of major decision. But we want to make sure that we are treating people based on our principles rather than just our feelings. Because this is how we build relationships of confidence and trust. And that is how we increase our impact in our classrooms and locker rooms. As we grow by 1% and give the young people we work with a better version of ourselves every day.